The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Castia. Our goal here today and every day at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. We're going to jump right in today because our good friend of Healthy Lifestyle, Vince Parada, is in the house.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you?
How could you not be inspired today? It is beautiful. Loving every minute.
Loving it too. I'm so excited that it finally got warm because I thought it was never going to happen. I was like, apparently we live in Alaska.
it was a mild winter, but we're ready for spring. So
yeah.
Lots of new things going on in spring, right?
Yeah, a lot of stuff springing up.
Things changing.
See what I did there?
Got that.
All right, I was entertained. You.
You are good.
You. So, lots of exciting new changes and things going on. And I think today we're going to change things up.
I think we should. So today, if you are really interested in having a little bit of fun, we're going to flip the script.
Okay.
So I'm going to play interviewer, or I'll play Lorianne. And
I don't speak that low.
You can do all the funny stuff. But there's a lot of great things going on. And, we talked a little bit about some of the excitement. And I guess I would first ask, why don't you tell everybody what the really big news is?
Why don't you tell me which movie you want to see?
There's a lot of Seinfeld this week.
Little Seinfeld flashback. Those who got it, proud of you. Those who haven't, go look it up. I'm real excited. Last week, on Thursday, I sent in my book to the editor.
Wow.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
I'm very, very excited. I am one chapter of a book called Women Who Inspire. And I'm with 29 other women who are just amazing as well. And I'm so excited. It was so daunting and so nerve-wracking to hit that enter button. It's like, what if it's not good? What if the editor hates it? So all those things run through your head, but so excited that it's out there. So I have finally got my story out there. I know that we've spoken about some of the tools I've learned through my transformational journey. And now to be able to share some of that with other people, and if it helps even one person, it's a gift.
Well, and it will, because to be able to hear how someone else did it, to know that the blueprint actually has been followed and completed, is inspiring to others. But I guess it's best to maybe help everybody understand, you've done the thing that many of us say, God, I should write a book, but you actually wrote a chapter of a book,
yep,
which is great.
But it may be shortened because it was almost like a whole book by itself. Because you know me, I don't run out of words.
Yes,
no comment on that.
But succinct is not in our vocabulary.
Concise either.
But how did it all begin? Like, how did you end up getting started with coaching? What got you into it?
So it was actually the transformational journey that I went through. Now, I have been coaching and mentoring for years. Mm-hmm. I used to mentor in the political world, and I used to mentor and still mentor in the business world. I've since gotten out of the political world. But in doing that, in helping people, and being able to see, and I've done this my entire career, is being able to see what people's strengths are and weaknesses, and we bolster up the strengths and then we work on the weaknesses, so the weaknesses then become strength, and slowly but surely you have less and less weaknesses. And being able to see that in someone and being able to guide them into what they liked, I needed to really do that for myself as well. So I walk the walk, I talk the talk. So it's not, I don't ask anybody to do anything I haven't done myself. And when my clients leap out of the window, theoretically, not real. Mm-hmm. If when they leap out, I leap with them. So, and if it doesn't land well, that's okay. We brush ourselves off and we get back up and we get back on the horse and we try something different. But at least we tried. So we always have that fallback of this is what we've always done, right. Which, as you know, is a real fave of a phrase to me. Really? Humor me. Let's try something new. So being able to do that and get back up, I liken it to a story that I tell. I actually tell it in the book of children. You ever watch babies when they're trying to walk?
Yes.
And they're walking or they're trying to learn how to walk and they fall down. They don't sit down, hide their head and go, oh my God, Vince saw me fall and I'm never doing this again. They don't do that. They just get back up and they try again and they fall and they get back up and they try again and they fall. But eventually they get it. So we don't come out of the box being the best baseball player. We don't come out of the box being the best CEO. We don't come out of the box being the best walker or runner or whatever. It takes practice. It takes time. It takes some falling forward. And I always say that failure is not really a failure. Failure is a huge opportunity for success. So in my transformational journey, I really started putting all these things together. And that's what this book is about. It's about a transformational journey and the learning and the creative tools I pulled along the way to share with other people. And being, and your question is, how did I get into coaching? Is because I was mentoring and coaching through my other jobs. And one day someone said to me, why don't you just coach? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, am I qualified? So I had that imposter syndrome thing going on. But I got certified. I worked with, you know, so many different leaders in this industry, Bob Proctor, Mary Morrissey, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, Dr. Joe Vitale, Mel Robbins, Breen Brown, Ray Higdon, Paul Martini, Simon Sinek, Byron Katie, more and more. And of course, Esther Hicks and Jack Canfield, a certified Canfield trainer. I can train other people to be coaching, mm-hmm. as well as coaching myself. So, and Jack is just such a lovely individual. So, I've spent a lot of time working with his team and just really figuring out what's the common theme between all of these really high hitters in my industry of coaching. And the common theme is, taking all these bits and pieces and putting them together and bringing the best tools. And that's why I trained with all of these people, to bring the best tools to put in my toolbox. So when I work with you or someone else, we can find the right tool that fits you.
So there's so much that you have in your background. It had to be difficult to, you know, sit down and say, okay, I'm going to pen to paper and say, well, maybe not pen to paper, but the expression of pen to paper. And I want to share some information about what I really want women to get from this, to learn, to inspire them. When you think about what's in the book, tell me what's this really about in your chapter? What are you really trying to share with them?
Do it. Take a chance. It's worth it. The growth is, it's a process. It's a process similar to working with me as a coach. The process is you come in and you have a dream. You have this dream to make an impact. You have this dream. There's something bigger and you feel it in you that you're destined to do something bigger. I got those signals and signs throughout my life since I was a little girl. And I would get this little flicker and I'm like, what does that mean? And then it would go away and I would go back to my daily habits, you know, be it good or bad. And then I would get another little like nudge from universe and, you know, go through the process. And then finally I got hit by a truck, basically, because I wasn't taking the nudges. And the hit by the truck was, here's an opportunity for you to make a huge change in your life. And I took that opportunity and I had a choice, and there's nothing wrong with being stuck. And I was stuck for a while. I was just like, you know, you ever see, some of you may get this, some of you won't, you know, the needle on a record that keeps skipping, that's stuck. That's what it feels like to be stuck. It's like, oh, you know, deja vu. Groundhog Day. Yeah, Groundhog Day. Exactly. It's just you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you can't get out of that rut. You can't get out of that little record groove. And so,
but you had to be afraid, right? Because you're making a big change.
Yeah.
You're doing something you didn't do before. Like you said, you got gentle signals, and then all of a sudden you got this big nudge.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it wasn't a nudge. I got run over by a truck and then they decided to back up over me because I wasn't taking the hint, you know, and And I get that. I totally get that. And but for that, but that's the opportunity where, you know, good meets bad, yin and yang. There's a white part and a black part, right? Mm-hmm. There's a good part, a bad part, and it works together. So every side of a coin, and I usually hold up like a pen or something, on one side is contrast, which some people refer to as negative. I refer to as contrast. On the other side is positive. From contrast, we learn what we want. So what we don't want, we learn what we do want. How do we know what we want until we know what we don't want? Right? So that's what was put in front of me. I had an opportunity to grow. I had an opportunity. My whole house, not literally, figuratively, blew up in front of me. Like, poosh, splinters of everything everywhere. I mean, it was a mess. And just picture me sitting on my front lawn, looking at just everything all over the place in little splinters. Now I have to pick up my life. So I have a choice. I can sit there and not do anything. That's a choice. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my choice. I could pick it up and build it the same way it was. That's a choice. That wasn't my choice. I thought everything is totally all over the place, splat. You know, it was a Looney Tunes cartoon, splat. It was Wildy Coyote on his worst day, right? So a lot of different references for people there. But I decided to build it bigger and better. And that meant I was able to do exactly what I was meant to do. And I had seen it all along. I had known I was coaching. I know I was mentoring, but I never got paid for it. Mm-hmm. I would always be in that role. No matter what job I had, people would come to me and say, what do I do about this? How do I do this? How did you do that? So a role model, a leader, someone who would take those risks and be okay with fear. I'm okay. I'm more comfortable, uncomfortable, if that makes sense. So when I'm uncomfortable, I know I'm growing. And here was the opportunity to do that.
It does make sense, but I would say the average person is not comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's a wonderful way that you characterize it, because it really forces an individual to think about that. To really grow, you've got to be uncomfortable. So just get comfortable with it, right?
Yeah. Have you ever seen like someone go to a gym? Well, you're my 24/7. You work out like a crazy man, right? So when you know when you're really having an impactful workout, when you the next day feel like you'll never walk again, you know, where you're aching and you're because your muscles have been worked, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of invigorating. You're like, okay, this was worth it because now I know I'm in the next level. And then you just keep working at it. And every day you see a little bit at a time. That's the uncomfortable I'm talking about. Is it fearful? Because you had asked that question, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago. I get to them. I just take the long route.
Yes.
But yes, is there fear? Yeah, there can be. But what is fear? Fear is what? The unknown.
Right.
Right. So yeah, it was trepidatious more than fear, because I didn't know what was going to come at me.
So to do something like that, at least I think people always reflect. You look for examples. You look for people that can help and guide you. There had to be people in your life that inspired you. Who inspires you? Who really gets you, you know, motivated?
So the original person who inspired me was my dad.
I knew that answer.
Wow, that just came up on me. he always said to me, you know, he'd go, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" And I'm like, "I want to be a nurse." He's like, "Why not a doctor?" Okay. And then one day he said, "What do you want to go?" He'd asked me this throughout at various stages of my life. And I was like, "I want to be a senator." He's like, "Why not president?" So there were no obstacles.
And no limits.
And no limits. And it didn't matter. It was just do the right thing and based in principle and do the right thing based in principle. But you could do anything you want. You want to be president? All right, let's do it. Right. What do we have to do to be president? You want to start your own business? Okay, let's do it. What do you need to do to start your own business? So inspiring, so amazing. Fast forward, and my mom was, you know, absolutely part of that whole team as well. But dad was the one who was really that force behind me. And of course, you know, daddy's little girl. but, you know, fast forward, I've been fortunate to have a lot of very inspirational people in my life. And I've had some really strong strong. And you know, I'm a strong woman, but these women make me look like a pussycat. Strong women in my life who just really called me on it and said, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you taking your talent? Why are you minimizing yourself? Why are you letting the glass ceiling hit you? Just push on, push on. And I am so grateful for each and every one of them. And then there's this gentleman who came in to my life when I was working in politics, Jack O'Loughlin. Mm-hmm. And he was so inspiring on so many different ways. He was just a great supporter. And you know, the people who inspire you are the people who support you and say, okay, let's do it. Okay, do it. They don't put their fears in front of you. Because that's what happens a lot is you're going to do something, you want to do something, and your loved ones go, ooh, what about this and what about that? Generally speaking, they are so well-intended. They do love you. They don't want you to get hurt. But those are their fears. Those aren't your reality. So I say, if you have that fire to do something, do it. Take the risk. It's okay. When they bring those things up, write them down. Because those are just obstacles we just have to hurdle. That's all. It doesn't stop you from doing it. Right. And I always go back to, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Stay exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Which is where you are. So there's no growth, but there's no risk. But see, you, the way you speak about it, it basically, to me, I hear limitless, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just the opportunity is there. And it reminds me that you have the tagline that says soar to success.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Because that's a bold statement, and that's pretty far reaching.
Well, soar to success is different for everybody. What success means to one person is entirely different than what success means to somebody else. And then we have success as it's defined by media and that organization, you know, those organizations. And there's reasons for the way that they define it too. And it's all financial, right? People feel successful when they achieve what they're supposed to achieve, when they feel fulfilled. It doesn't mean that they have to make a bazillion dollars mm-hmm. and have a bazillion different houses. Bazillion is the day of the word of the day, people. No, they don't have to have all this stuff, right? They don't have to have all these things. They don't have to have all this money, but they could be successful if they help somebody across the street. That's success. So soar to success for me is, where are you? What are your vision and dreams? And let's get you from where you are to where you want to be. In that gap is where I jump in and I help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And nothing is off the table. Mm-hmm. The dreams that you have, the visions you have, you are never given a dream or a vision that you don't have the capacity to fulfill. It's just not scientifically possible.
But that requires something kind of like a little bit of terra firma that we rely upon, because you say make that leap, and I do that with my clients. You make that leap
yeah.
together. And I love that, because your leap is implying leap to the future, leap to success.
Absolutely.
Leap to something new, right? But I would ask you, what are the principles that you use to help yourself kind of do that? Because you got to really believe in something, some fundamental things so, you know, so much and treasure them that they can carry you. Because it's never easy, but it's always worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. So, and that's a great question that I can't answer in a couple of minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
We might have to transition in. But I use, I use a baseline of the Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And that's really a collection of principles that he's put together from a variety of different people. So if you look at the Success Principles and you understand some of the other coaches and mentors that I mentioned, that I trained under,
mm-hmm.
Some of them, you'll actually be able to say, oh, that's a Tony Robbins success principle. Oh, that's a Mary Morrissey. Oh, that's a, you know, this guy, this person. And he's put them all into one collection that allows us to really build a foundation. Now, what does that foundation mean? And I speak about foundation a lot because I really do help people build foundations. And that's where my marketing meets my coaching.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation here, I'm talking about your personal foundation. Right now, that's your foundation, who you are, the principles you're made on. We need to hold ourselves accountable. We need to be 100% responsible for what we do. And all of our success goals, all of our our achievement is already pre-coded into us. So all we have to do is really look inside in order to be that successful person. And we are taught from a very young age, once we go into school, that we need to accommodate everybody else outside, as opposed to going inside and getting that validation where all our success codes are already in us. So with that said, we need to go back into ourselves. So when people ask me questions when I'm coaching them, they're like, what do you think I should do? And I was like, you already know the answer to what you should do. So let's talk about it. Let's say it out loud. A lot of times that fear, that trepidation of saying it out loud just paralyzes them. So to say it out loud makes it real and it puts it into the universe. Now you got to do it.
Right. Well,
now
you got to do it. It's okay to dream because no one knows and no one hears.
Right. But we'll talk about after the break what that means about dreaming and no one hears and sees. So we're going to take a short break. You will listen to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne and Vince Parada. And we're going to continue our conversation. And Vince, you're doing a really good job.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Okay. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Castia. If you have any questions or comments or you'd like to be on the show, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. Of course, follow us on social media. We love seeing you there at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. And also visit us at ldcstrategies.com and lorianecastia.com. You can find out more about coaching and some things and tools and programs that we have that can help you level up your life and your business. So where were we?
So we were talking a little bit about, I had asked, you know, you had the tagline of soaring to success, and you really helped us understand what the fundamentals are. But what I was trying to understand is when you take that leap, when you jump forward with somebody, you've got to have some basic fundamental principles that you believe in your heart of hearts. What kinds of things do you help people understand? What are those principles and how do you help them? How do you help them recognize it in themselves?
Yeah, one of the principles is taking 100% responsibility. That's actually a principle. We don't do that. We don't. It's like you hear people whining all the time. It's like, well, it's their fault. Well, because I didn't do it because that person, or I didn't do it because of this reason. Or I mean, no. There's no such thing as that. Right. It is either we do it or we don't. I want you to change that word. This is an exercise for everybody. The next 24 hours, Vince, I want you to change any I can't, although I rarely hear that word out of your mouth, if ever. But I want you to change your I can't to I won't, because the reality is can't really is won't. I won't. Can't is I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
so we change it to won't. So that's taking 100% responsibility and saying no. Mm-mm. There's a phrase that, you know my Anthony, right? There's a phrase that he uses and it used to drive me insane. I'd be like, stop saying that. but he would say that doesn't work for me. And then one day it dawned on me. That's a brilliant phrase. One, it stops you cold. You can't do anything with it, right? But more importantly, it says, if that's good for you, that's good, but that's not good for me.
That's right.
And so it doesn't undermine or make you feel badly about what you're doing. It's just they don't want to do that. And that's an honest answer. So that doesn't work for me is really a great expression that I actually have started using with my clients is, okay, well, then that doesn't work for you. And they're like, yeah, it doesn't. It's like, all right, so then say that. There's nothing wrong with saying what you really feel. It's genuine and you're not leading people on. And I hear this a lot is, especially when people are, when I'm working with clients is, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, it doesn't hurt my feelings when someone says that doesn't work for me. It doesn't hurt my feelings when I get to base my decision making on truth and what you're really able to do. You know what I mean?
And that's what I was going to ask you about, because you're not hurting someone's feelings if factually you're saying, look, this is where we are right now.
Right.
Right? We've just got to assess the facts. And there are certain things that are options and certain things that aren't. But I'll bet that's really hard for people to find the language to say the kinds of things that they need to say.
Well, and that's when a coach comes in line. When you have a dream, that's when you want to, you know, get a coach. And to say those things, you need to have the courage to say it. But you also have to have, and this is something that I'm seeing a lot of people not having, is a good, strong inner constitution. You know who you are. You know what you want to do. You know what you don't want to do. And that comes with life experience, right? But as we go through life and we meet the contrast, we learn what we don't want. So that allows us to learn what we do want, right? So with that said, that's the strong constitution. So if anybody said, Vince, you're the stupidest person in this seminar that I've ever had. And if I ever said that, you'd be like, okay, that's your opinion, right? You wouldn't change who you are. You wouldn't take offense to it. You'd be probably wondering why I would say that in front of a gazillion people, but you wouldn't even be embarrassed at that statement because you have a strong constitution. Right. You know who you are and that doesn't affect you. So when people sit there and go, those words hurt me, they said this. So why does that bother you? Why does that hurt you? If you have a strong constitution, nothing anybody says can hurt you because you made me feel bad. Is something that I hear people say. No one can make you feel bad. Only you can allow yourself to feel bad. And that, again, goes back to your constitution. Right. And that's a growing thing. That's once you recognize that, which is something that's going to go over many people's heads. They don't understand the concept. Once you understand taking 100% responsibility, showing up for you, like I say at the end of every show, show up for you, show up big. What does that mean? That means showing up for you and being the best you can be that day. And that doesn't always mean it's the best us we could be. It's just the best person we could be that day. And you show up to do the best work you could do that day.
And you're also not looking for, from everything I hear, you're not looking for validation from other people.
No.
If they have a comment, that's fine.
Yeah.
They have a right to make
feedback. Feedback is very important.
But very different than a comment.
Yes.
Right? And feedback is with the intent for success, right? As a coach,
yes.
When you give feedback.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I think people receive what you say in a very good way, because your intent is to make them better.
Yes. Always to make them better. Always to let them see themselves as other people see so that they can pivot into being the better person that they want to truly be. I don't define that. They define that. So I give them tools to allow them to have that transformation, be it little or large. Some transformations, I just watched one of my clients. Oh my gosh. It was so exciting. I've had a couple of my clients just soar to success in May. I'm like so excited. I'm like full of goosebumps right now. I'm so excited because they're at that next level in their career, in their business, in their life. And why I'm a life and business transformational success coach is because you can't separate life and business. It's all interwoven. If you're having a bad day at home, you're having a bad day at work. If you're having a bad day at work, you're bringing it home. It's just almost impossible for you not to do that unless you can put things in compartments. And many people don't. I do. I've learned how to do that. That was just for self-survival. But, you know, it's a very helpful tool, but most people don't. Everything bleeds together, right? So they're soaring to success. They opened up a new salon. They put up their first art exhibit. All these beautiful, wonderful things, but it didn't come without a lot of work, and it didn't come with a lot of emotion and pain and transformation and leaving some things behind. See, some things only serve us for a certain period of time, and then we outgrow it, and it's okay to do that.
So let's talk about that, because that's, I think, really interesting that we outgrow, we have service and then we kind of outgrow that need. And I guess it is a growth that you have, right? Because now you can move along.
Yeah.
If you think about the many clients that you've worked with throughout your career, and you think about, people going through the steps of the progression and success, is there someone you could tell us about? Obviously, we don't want to know the who, but someone that you could tell us about that you just, it was inspiring for you, because I'm sure it's rewarding and inspiring for you to watch people succeed, right? And what was one of those stories, one of those times that we can share with you?
Yeah. So first thing is all of my clients inspire me. So when you ask me who inspires me, that was another level too. My clients inspire me, those that show up. So I look for in clients three things. And these three things I can't teach people. If fire in their belly, can't teach that. Desire to succeed, can't teach that. And showing up for themselves. I can give you all the tools in the world, but if you're not working those tools, if you're not working the success principles, if you're not doing the homework, if you're not doing the work, yes, I give homework. You know, if you're not doing that work, then I can't work with you, because those three things are necessary. I can teach you anything else. I can get you another coach who might not do, like, I don't do finances. I have colleagues that I work with who do finances. I have colleagues that do other things that I don't do. I don't do relationships as far as like love relationships. Mm-hmm. I have colleagues who do that. They specialize that. I don't do things like weight reduction or weight shedding is what I call it, because you don't want to call it weight loss, because our brains think that if you lose it, it has to find it. And so that's why we bounce up and down in weight, because it's, oh, I lost something, I got to go find it now. So that's just how our brains work. So I don't do those things, but I do life and business success principles. So one of my clients, and God bless her, she's such a ball of energy. She called me 2 years ago and said, okay, it's time. In 5 years, I had been saying, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? When are you going to? No, I don't want to do it. I never want to do it. And I was like, okay. And she goes, it's not for me. I was like, that's fine. That's fair. But I could see something in her that she hadn't seen in herself yet.
And I noticed you didn't push once. Nope. You asked, are you ready?
Yep.
But not like, look, you need to do this. This is really good for you. It goes back to
that's
that.
Not for me.
Right. You said they have to have heart, you know, kind of a desire to achieve, yeah. And they have to show up for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you push somebody into doing something they're not ready for, you become their blame.
Right.
Right. So you become an easy target for not taking 100% responsibility. But I will always say to people, when you're ready, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And one day she called me up and she goes, I'm ready. It's time. And I was like, what? I remember the day because I was on the golf course. It was in April 2 years ago. I was on the golf course and she calls up and she goes, you got a minute? And I was like, well, let me just hit the ball and I'll be right with you. And she's like, where are you? But then she told me, I want to do this on my own. I don't want to go back to where I was before. I want to do this on my own. I was like, all right, we're in. Let's go.
Now, did she just have this epiphany, or was it something that she was working toward? Because it's interesting for somebody after all those years to suddenly go, okay, I'm ready now.
So what happens is you get the idea, right? And it's simmering in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. And as it simmers, little things start setting it off. So little things start really bothering you and nudging you. Mm-hmm. And universe is really cool with those nudges, because it's like, hey, do you like this? Oh, no, you don't. Hey, you want more of that? Oh, no, you still don't like that? And it kind of gives you the direction. If you pay attention to what's going on around you and the signs from universe, God, source, your higher power, whatever you refer to that as, they give us indicators every single day, plus our intuition. Right. That's another indicator, right? So we are looking inside, we're looking to our higher power. And when you see those indicators, if you don't pay attention to it, they nudge you. Right. And if that doesn't work, they kind of tap you. And if that doesn't work, they punch you in the arm. And if that doesn't work, they shake you. And if that doesn't work, and throttling doesn't work, they run you over with the truck. Okay? Been there, done that a couple times. All right? So I'm trying to get it at the nudge as opposed to the truck.
Right.
Because I found out that, you know, it's easier that way. It's more pleasant. So she was seeing these little signs, and she was getting a little bit more aggravated with what was going on, and a little bit more aggravated. And then there was this like demarcation point where it was like, no more, that is not acceptable. I'm not doing this. And that's what pushed her over. Everybody's reason is different and everybody's reasoning is valid. They get the courage. They go, okay, let's do this. And whatever happened, all the stars aligned and she was able to start. And I can tell you that 2 years later, this month, she just opened her salon. She had been working in a smaller salon that she had built as part of her house, seeing and serving clients. And now she has a full-fledged salon. I'm so proud of her. I'm like, it's like I gave birth to, you know, it's like I get so proud and happy for them. I feel as if it's, you know, a little bit of my success right. too. And she listened. She paid attention. She did the work. And she was frustrated. I mean, the last 6 months, she's just been, you know, really jumping a lot of hurdles. And instead of looking at it as blocks, she looked at it as, okay, we're going to jump it. If we can walk around the hurdles, we try to do that.
Right.
But if we have to jump it, it's okay. We come prepared because we exercise, we take those tools, and we make it happen. And that's what she did. So proud of her, Danielle Phipps. So proud of you. So proud of her opening up her own salon. And she has a lot to be proud of. And then for me, oh my gosh, Vince, seeing her face when she was talking about putting up her new sign, when she opened those doors and it was her, and when she opened it this past Saturday, the look on her face was so inspiring.
That's wonderful.
And what she did, though, was even greater than that, than open a salon. She has three kids. She just told them anything is possible. She showed them through her actions by taking steps and massive, imperfect actions towards her goals that anything is possible. That's what happens when you talk with your hands.
Massive imperfect actions. Yeah. I love that phrase. I know you use it often. And it's funny because those are so tough when you start out, and they become so reflexive as you proceed along the path, because it goes from how will I do this to I got to do this, right? And then you just have to figure it out. I heard a great... years ago, the gymnast was Mary Lou Retton that used to walk the bars.
Sure, yeah.
So I heard her speaking, and she said, "You know, if I asked one of you to come up here and walk on this bar like me, you'd say absolutely not. I'm not doing it." She said, "But if I had your child and this bar was stretched between two buildings, and I said if you want your child, come and get him, you would find a way to get across that.
Absolutely.
Bar. You would fight the fear.
Yep.
Not that you don't have it, but you'd find a way,
because it's bigger than the fear." Fear.
That's right.
Because fear isn't real.
That's right.
Fear is something that is injected into us to stop us. It's an excuse. Fear to me is an excuse. Don't get me wrong. I get fearful of things and I'm like, no, stop.
Right.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure out how we're going to do this, and we're going to do it together. And that's the thing. Find a coach. Yeah. A coach. And you know this. You're a coach. Find a coach, because a coach helps you guide you through that those blocks and those black times that you're like, you're feeling that fear. And your baby, like to your point, is at the end of that bar. So mm-hmm. we get to do that every single day. And I love what I do, because I watch people just transform from, oh my gosh, I can't do this, and putting everybody else up on pedestals, to becoming, stepping into their CEO high heels or pumps or shoes, because I work with both men and women, and step into their CEO, CVO, chief visionary officer role. And I watch them start being decision makers because they're equipped with the tools that they need.
Well, being a decision maker really changes things a lot, because you can no longer blame anyone else. It's my decision.
That's why it's lonely at
right?
the top.
Yeah.
That's why it's lonely at the top. But I got to tell you, that uncomfortability that you were talking, you know, that we were talking about, that being in that uncomfortable is comfortable for me zone
right.
is because I know I'm growing. So you're growing. You get addicted to that feeling. It's like the endorphins you get from working out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, I like the way that feels when I feel success. I like the way, and success is achieving whatever your goal is. So I like that. Even if your goal is to get from here out the door, right? That once you get to the outside of the door, you're like, I did it. No matter what, I did it. I was able to do that. And you want to shout it from the rooftops. That's success. That is achieving the goal. Be it little ones or huge ones. They don't have to be gigantic. They could be little baby steps. But each step gets us to the next place. And that puts us on the trajectory to get our vision and dreams. And that's my job, to help you get to your vision and dreams. And I love it.
Well, it's clear that you do. And, you know, I want to make sure that we have a minute to talk a little bit about, you have several companies that you have that yep. are under you, and I get tired just reading the list because that's way too much for me to do. But why don't you tell us, what are the companies that
I get tired, what are you talking about?
What companies you have, and then tell us a little about each company so we know what, you know, what they do and what they offer.
So I have a obviously a multiple amount of companies, but it's because I believe very strongly in multiple revenue streams. Because if one goes a little sour, then you have other ones to support you, so you never have to worry about things like that. But also they work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So I have LDC Strategies. That's my marketing division that helps you with any kind of marketing, messaging, websites, social media. It allows you to get your foundation in your business, not your personal foundation, right, but your foundation in your business, really, really nice and strong. And that really works very well with my coaching and mentoring and transformational success, because that gives you the tools you need in order for your company to be success, to be seen, right, to get your great ideas out there, right? So that works really nicely with the coaching and helping people start business, be in business for years. I work with some CEOs of corporations that have been in business for decades, and they have coaches, right, because they can't talk to anybody else, because they can't let their colleagues know that they don't know the answer. And it's okay to not know the answer. I'll say that again. It's okay to not know the answer.
And they also want candid feedback, because
yes,
you don't want somebody that feels, oh, I report to them, you know, I don't know that I can give the honest answer I want to.
Exactly. Well, it's hard to, because you don't know what they want to hear, and they want to hear your genuine response mostly, right, if someone is centered in themselves. So that's that. And then I have, of course, Healthy Lifestyle with LA. This is an opportunity here, this radio show. It's also a podcast. It's also some other things, but it's here to lift up businesses. It's here to act as a venue to really get exposure for people starting out and getting the message out about different modalities that are out there that might be interested in to people, so that they get, you know, our listeners get to put their toe in the water on things that they didn't really know a lot about, and now they have some resources to go to. So it acts as a resource as well.
Excellent.
I also believe in healthy living. So I have, with Healthy Lifestyle, I have a partnership, a brand partnership with Young Living, and I also, I love my sparkles. You know, I sparkle all the time.
You too.
So I have a partnership with Touchstone, because it puts smiles on people's faces. All these things actually work together very nicely, and it's under the Lorianne Casdi umbrella. So a lot of my stuff, you can go to LorianneCasdia.com, and you're going to be sent to LDC. Eventually you'll be sent to all three, and then you can pick where you want to go. So, but thank you for saying that, and I'm really excited about the book.
Thank you. I'm really glad I got the chance to speak with you about it. I know a lot of people are really excited to see it, so you have to let us know the update when it's available and we can all get it.
Yeah, it should be launched July 22nd, so I'll bring you back if you
Wonderful.
Want.
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
And it'll be found on Amazon, but we'll talk about it. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
This is amazing. You are a great interviewer, Vince. I don't know. I like it. You need to come back. Thank you so much. And thank you all for being here on Healthy Lifestyle, listening on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. You know, it lifts my heart to spend this time with you, and we love hearing from you. But in the meantime, you know what I always say, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up what, Vince?
Big.
Big. Huge.
Huge.
Ginormous. Have a great day.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.